If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
And welcome to Sports Talk with Deuce McAllister and Steve Geller and Charlie Long in the booth running things for us on this, we'll call it halfway rainy, still muggy, New Orleans Day, and a little somber for a lot of different reasons. If you're a New Orleans Saints fan and if you are Cincinnati Bengals, I don't know if you saw the clip of Ja'Marr Chase kind of getting banged up as well.
I was going to say, did we get an update on that yet?
Yeah, getting banged up as well. It did not look good. And so hopefully Uno, as some of the friends may know him pretty well, hopefully he's okay. And then for the New Orleans Saints, you know, having a scare of its own with Chris Olave, you know, kind of going down as well. And the other numerous players, because I wasn't available yesterday to be able to talk sports talk with the laundry list of injuries that this team is dealing with. Steve, we will discuss. And so looking forward to just to be able to talk a little bit about that and some of our guests that will be joining us later on today. I know we have, I'm trying to get our time, 525 Matthew, and I always mess up Matt's last name.
Paris, France. There you go.
Yeah, Matthew Paris, the Saints beat writer for the Times-Picayune, will join us at 525, and Zach Nagy will join us from Go247 at 625. To give us the latest of LSU news with the injunctions or TOR. We saw Lane was on another national show today on the, I can see his face, Pat McAfee, talking a little bit about potentially adding more guys with the loophole on the 5-for-5 ruling. And then late last night, you see the SEC put something out as far as some of the I don't know if it was the ADs, I think it was the presidents that put a note out as they were meeting today and tomorrow for a planned meeting already, and this just happened to be one of the things that popped up on their radar as well. And so we've got a lot to discuss. You can give us a call or shoot us a text on our WWL
Oaken Heart Chalk and Text line.
Yeah, I was getting there. I didn't want to mess it up completely. I was getting there. So you can give us a call or shoot us a text on our Oaken Heart Chalk and Text line. And then also, if you want to see the guys tomorrow before they leave for Dallas, and then you go to, you're off a week, then you go to Detroit and you go to Baltimore, you better get out to Tulane tomorrow night.
7 to 8.
Yeah, for tomorrow's practice at 7 to 8 to be able to see the team. Been away in California, so hopefully we need some good luck, some good juju. So, and you know, we'll be able to get that tomorrow from those guys. And so, Steve, take it away. I want to get your thoughts on today's happenings, not only at Saints camp, but, you know, across the sporting world, on what we know and what will probably unfold later on today, et cetera.
Well, when you opened the show, too, and with, like, a lot of sad or unfortunate news, also Miss Dolly Parton, rest in peace. You got the news today that she passed away 80 years young, way too soon for her. I know she had been dealing with some health issues.
Yeah, and I mean, so Charlie, we got to get some clean Dolly. We got to get some clean Dolly music to be able to play a little bit today. And yeah, that is sad, you know, and you think about just the impact that she had on the musical world. And then, you know, a lot of times you talk about when you're going up to the Gatlinburg area, it's Dollywood. It's Dollywood. And so that's immediately what you think of. And then, you know, remember a couple of years ago, you think about the flooding or the bad weather that they had up there, just, you know, tore that area up. But for her to step up and be able to supply, you know, and step in until, you know, some other help was available, you know, I think that's a huge impact. And so definitely going to miss her presence and, you know, just the things that she was able to do and the impact that she made.
You mentioned, obviously, with the Saints news going on, was a little bit, you know, those heart skips a beat when you hear Chris Olave goes down at practice, you know, kind of walked off, didn't return. You find out kind of lost his breath, basically, got the wind knocked out of him after going down at practice. So hopefully nothing more too serious there. Also found out that going to injured reserve.
Well, we'll stop right there, if you don't mind. He had something similar happen to him in Dallas when he was on that tear for nine for nine,
yeah,
as far as for catches, and everybody remember he goes into the tent. It was similar then, except that time he fell on the ball. He fell on the football. It was the contested catch. I think it was Caleb Downs that was covering him.
Yeah.
It was a contested catch. He goes down, and it was just how he went down.
Yeah.
But the player, Caleb, kind of fell on him as well, and it knocked the wind out of him. And so, you know, for Saints fans, coaches, and everybody that was there, it's like, oh, man, I hope that's not serious. But it was one where it was literally the next series, he was back out there. Now, we know that was not the case today, and practices are technically closed as far as for reporters to be able to cover the whole. It's not like camp, open camp completely anymore, but you still don't want to hear that. You still don't want to hear that, and, you know, I think that was one of the reasons.
Well, too, because that's the laundry list of injuries we've been seeing with everybody.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, you talk about not having your first-rounder receiver, Jordan Tyson, and yeah. I think, you know, just the work that he got in that week, that was, for me, the right decision to be able to hold him out as far as that game. I know he wasn't going to play anyway, but to hold him out against the Rams as far as that practice, because he didn't practice that against the Rams in that, you know, 47 plays that they did run. He did everything else up until that point, and so I thought that was the right move to make.
Yeah, like I said, the injury list right now, unfortunately, the Saints have been snake-bitten with stuff. Mentioning, too, on our injured reserve now, running back Ty Chandler and also tight end Maliki Matavau. So the black and gold losing two guys there as well.
Both knee injuries.
I don't know if it'll be season-ending for Matavau. He did mention Kellen Moore today, did say that Ty Chandler is not expected to be back this season.
Yeah, Ty's is season-ending. I'm not sure about Matavau. It may be a situation, and here's something that me and Jeff were talking about, not particularly those players, but the new rule as far as being able to have two guys that you can kind of label, they will return as far as that is concerned, as far as putting them on injury reserve and being able to bring a player in, but labeling a guy or two that will be able to return instead of how the old rule used to be. They had to make the initial 53-man roster, and then you'd be able to put them on IR. The Saints will have so many injuries to critical players, they won't be able to do everybody like that, you know, until, like, I'm just throwing this out there, and I don't even want to use player A.
Yeah, I was going to say Joe Smith, right.
We're going to use player A. Player A potentially is projected to be out 3 weeks. Player A will now maybe not go on injury reserve, but we will carry player A because those 3 weeks, he will fall into a window where if you are on injury reserve and you're once the regular season comes, then you're out 4 weeks automatically. And so that's where you can use that roster spot, but you don't want to have to do that unless you kind of have to.
Right.
So we'll kind of see how that unfolds.
Yeah, and for, you know, a lot of folks wondering, too, going into this matchup, the final exhibition game, preseason game number 3 for the Saints, Friday against Dallas, how many of your starters are we going to see in this matchup, or are you just going to keep everybody safe that you know is making this team right now and kind of keep them ready for week one of the season against Detroit? The way that the injury's been going with the Saints right now, I would understand that, but I'm curious how you feel too. Like, do guys need to get into that game rhythm? Do they need that live action, so to speak, in a preseason game that we know doesn't matter in the standings or in stats, but does it matter enough to kind of knock that rust off or get that first hit of the season?
Yes and no. I can play devil's advocate
on both sides
of it. I do know that if I do keep them out, then yes, they should be 100%, but we saw what happened to Olave today. You know, things are going to still happen in practice. You go back to Chase Young last year. You know, Chase got banged up in practice. It was not in a game. You know, and so when I say banged up, he had the injury that flared up in practice. It was not a game. And so, you know, you lose him not because of an actual game. It was because of, you know, things that you were doing in practice. And so I can say here's how I feel about it. Part of me says that they do need to play. But if you're going to literally go out there and play, how many actual plays are you planning on to play those guys? Is it one series? You're not playing them a quarter.
Right.
So if they're able to make 5 plays, 6 plays, 7 plays, are you pleased? I mean,
if you're not pleased, do you keep them out there longer? And then becomes even like the whole thing, like you said, goes back and forth. I see both sides of this here.
Yeah, I mean, and so is it them going down and scoring and you feel good about what you've seen? Or will the tell of the tape that you've been able to do not only against 3 opponents as far as practice is concerned, but, you know, the work that you've put in during camp,
right?
Will that be enough? Because even if you go out there and you have 7, 8 plays, 9 plays, does that really give you the confidence that, all right, yeah, they're ready. They're truly ready. I know that they're ready to go and, you know, we can prepare for Detroit. I don't know if that's the case because – if I do play them, you're not getting enough plays to really get into a rhythm to say, yeah, I feel great about them. Are you going to get two-third and short situations in there? Are you going to get in high red zone where I can really go through high red zone plays? Am I going to get an explosive run, a plus 10, plus 15? And am I going to get a plus 25 catch that I want to see? At some point, if you get all that, then you've already scored. You should have scored. I mean, if you can simulate and make sure that you can get those things, then yes, it's 100% worth it. But if you can't guarantee that you're going to get those types of situations, my question becomes, then what are we doing?
Putting those guys out there and you further the risk of injury. But it is football. That's what, you know what I mean? This is a brutal game, as you well know.
That's the game of football. I mean, that's unfortunately, that's what you sign up for if you play the game. That can occur. I can't tell you that cannot occur. It can. And sometimes we don't know when it will happen. Unfortunately, that's football and life.
You can give us a shout, folks, on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. It's 504-260-1870. Hanging out on Sports Talk here from 4 to 7 p.m. That'll be the Saints Hour with Mike Hoss. You won't want to miss that. So we got some wall-to-wall black and gold coverage for you. Keep it locked right here on WWL. Be back after the break.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Back here on Sports Talk, and next up for the Saints, want to remind you, Friday night battle with the Cowboys in Dallas. WWL's game day starts 3 p.m. with First Take, me and Charlie Long. Then the countdown to kickoff with Bobby Hebert starts 5 p.m. Game time with Deuce and Haas, along with Jeff Nowak on the sideline, 7 p.m. After that, the point after with the Cajun Cannon till 1 a.m. Saints-Cowboys, catch all the excitement Friday on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Deuce, definitely hoping that this post-game show will be a lot more entertaining and a lot more exciting to talk about than the last matchup against the Rams. Give you guys credit. I think I told you in your segment on the post-game show, the locker room show, thanks for keeping us entertained, because that was just a rough one to watch, and I'm sure it wasn't easy to call either, seeing the Saints just not really having too much success, and then when they did, turnovers bit them in the rear.
Well, there's a couple things that you've got to be able to clean up. You know, a lot of times, particularly when you don't play well, you like to say, we're going to not even watch the film, or we're going to tear it up and we'll move on
burn
immediately.
Burn the tape, right.
Yeah, you'll burn the tape. But I think it's important for you not to burn this particular tape. And the only reason, you still have to be able to teach. You still have to be able to enforce and teach. And I know there's a line of thought of this team being tired. There is some truth to that. You should be tired. I mean, it's 90 plays, 80 plays, 47 plays, and, oh, a game in between there. All within a, what, 10-day period?
Sure.
I'm not even counting the Rams game. I'm just counting leading up to the Rams game. So, yes, you should be tired. But I can't use you being tired as an excuse to not go out and execute at the level that needs to be executed. There will be points in the season where you are tired. That's a part of it. But you still have to be able to execute. What was it, 12 penalties?
12 penalties.
For right at 96 yards, right at 100 yards? That's 7 points in itself. That is 7 points that you've given up in penalties. And you cost yourself points on the board, at least just putting points on the board or having opportunities with points on the board with penalties. And a lot of them are things that you can control. It's one thing to have
right
a penalty where it's officiating can say, oh, that's a hold, or, you know, that looked like pass interference to me. When you have alignment penalties, That's a problem. You can be tired all you want, but that is a problem. And I think, you know, one of the things that from a coaching standpoint and a player standpoint, you have to get to where we're holding each other accountable. And I'm using where we as myself, if I was a player, even though I did not play, there's always the thought that I have to hold my room accountable. I can't expect the coach to just yell at me and we all get it right. If I am going to lead that group of men and, you know, at some point, all right, we all come together, your offense, you know, whether it's offensive line, tight ends, quarterbacks, receivers, and backs. There's a leader in each one of those groups. We have to hold each other accountable. And so you're not to a panic point yet. I mean, you're far from that. But at the same time, you got to be accountable for each other. And so that's where it's, you know, it's just like, because if this was one game, you'd be all right, cool. You know, that was just, you know, something that has that happened. But we can't sit there and be honest and say that was just one game.
Jaguars, 8 penalties.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. You've seen it happen previously.
Training camp practice, there were issues lining up.
There's penalties. And so at some point, you got to say, all right, I don't think that they're teaching us this, but I can't continue to do it wrong. Because at some point, guess what? At some point, somebody else is going to be in the building.
Who can get it right? Yeah.
I don't know if they can get it right, but it's going to be somebody else doing it. That's what it's going to be. I don't know if they can get it right, but it's going to be somebody else doing it. That's just that's the league that you play in. You know, that's just what it is. And so that's from an accountability standpoint. And look, I get it. I get it. You can go and say, well, those are not our starters. At some point, he may be. At some point, he may be your starter.
It also wasn't the Rams starters either.
I'm not worried about the other side, because if I can't hold myself accountable, how can I worry about what somebody else is doing?
Yeah.
You know, at some point, this young man that's in the game, he may play a significant amount of plays. Whether you want to label him a starter or not, that does not matter. If he's not doing the job right, guess what? He's not helping you win.
Find someone else.
And somebody else will be able to come in and help you win. And so that's what it really, at the end of the day, that's what it's going to boil down to. You may not have had enough talent anyway to beat the other team, but if you can't do the little things right to even put yourself in position to, it's just hard. I'm serious. It's just hard. It's hard. The game is hard enough already. But, I mean, you got to be able to do the little things right. And so
– alignment, assignment, execution.
That's what it's about. And I still may not have enough talent. But you can do those things right. If you can do those things right, then you give yourself a chance.
Is that, like, one of the biggest things you're hoping to see, at least in this preseason finale, is just being on the same page and not getting these pre-snap penalties? That seems to be just a drive killer, momentum killer, whatever you want to call it for them.
Well, it stops you from being able to find rhythm. Offensively, you go to Kendre Miller, the first three plays that he has, they're five really, really good runs. They're three really, really good runs. You know, it's four, it's five, it's whatever it was, you know, another four. And I hate to pick on the Rook, but that was one thing we talked about. It just wasn't that game. There are some other guys on that offensive line. I love you playing aggressive, but you got to be able to control it. You got to understand and know that, one, I'm a big man. So if I come through and I hit somebody out in the middle and the open of the field, where now I got these other six refs looking at me instead of one ref trying to look at me, see if I'm pulling a jersey or pulling on somebody. it's going to be a flag.
Yeah, too easy of a call.
You can't clean up the pile anymore. They ruled that out years ago. You can't clean it up. You have phenomenal intentions. Get him off my guy. Let me go finish this play. Get him off of my guy. But you can't do it. So it's control, aggression, and that's just one play. And he, knock on wood, he has, and I don't even have to knock on the wood, he has a chance to be a really, really good player. But you've got to be able to, that aggression, I've got to know when I can do it and what I can do and how I can go and do it. Because I can play as dirty and as nasty as I want to, but I gotta do it at the right time. And it's just controlled to be able to control it to where I'm not hurting my teammates. Not hurting myself, and I'm not hurting my teammates. Because, what's today? Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday, right.
Game was Friday, Saturday.
Saturday game.
Saturday. Unsportsmanlike conduct. I don't think it should not have met the level of a FedEx package.
Right.
Coming from the league.
It was not excessive.
In our minds. To the league, to the NFL.
I would hope not. Come on.
Well, I've seen a chop block. A chop block is a fine. It's a penalty, but they consider it reckless. That play that he had was considered reckless. So normally those FedExes, they come like on Thursday. But since the week is kind of condensed, I hope he doesn't get one.
So you're thinking the league could, if they wanted to, enforce something there because of safety issues?
It's a safety, 100%.
Okay.
It's a safety issue. Yes, sir. And it is a fine. And it's not just a preseason fine, it's a regular season fine. So whatever that regular season fine would be, that's what he would get. That's that, yeah. They don't define.
We're talking Jeremiah Wright, by the way.
Yeah, we're talking to Jeremiah Wright and the penalty he got. It was a great play, but it's a play that you can't do. And so that's what and the only thing I mean by that is you can't clean up the pile anymore because it's a safety issue. And football, we talked about it, it's a violent game. You know, you're going to get hurt or there's a possibility for you to get hurt. And so Jeremiah, I hope it's not for him, but I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. And so I've gotten them before. Like I said, I got one for a chop block. And it was just a 15-yard penalty. I didn't do it intentionally. But even in the preseason, when you do get those letters from the NFL, they don't say, oh, it's preseason, so the
fine's less.
Yeah, the fine is less or reduced. They just take it out your check. they just take it out your check and they go forward with it. But
so you don't even have to pay them; they just automatically deduct.
Oh no! You don't get the option of oh, I'm gonna FedEx you a check or send me your routing information. I'll send you the money back. Nah, they get it before they get it before you even get your stuff.
We'll handle that for you.
Yeah, don't worry about that. We got that. And if you're not making enough, then we'll get it out your first game check.
Yeah.
And then if you don't make the squad, we're going to kind of write an IOU. Whenever you do make a squad, the NFL, they are going to get their money. They will get their money. So whether it's then immediately or later on, they will get their money if they do, you know, hit you with a fine. But for me, I want them to play better, not necessarily from effort. I would like to see better effort, but I want to see better execution. I want to see better continuity, and I want to see better. I want you to just go out there with some rhythm. And right. That's all three phases. I mean, that's offense, defense, and special teams.
We talked a little about yesterday, the Saints' new additions, a kicker and a running back. We'll get into that a little bit more with Deuce McAllister here after the break. You can sound off Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Questions, comments, concerns, 504-260-1870. Breaking. Be right back after this on WWL.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. If you love football, you're going to love this. Get ready for Win It Wednesdays on WWL. You can win tickets to Saints, LSU, or Tulane football. All you got to do is listen the Win It Wednesday code word from Tommy. That's in the 9 a.m. hour, Newell at noon, also Scoot in the 3 o'clock hour. Remember, Tommy for Tulane, Newell for LSU, and then Scoot for the Saints. Enter the code word at WWL.com/contest for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the next home game. Saints, LSU, Tulane. Win It Wednesday. Great contest that's starting tomorrow right here on WWL. Mentioned going into the break, the Saints did add some new pieces to the room and was curious. Obviously, Deuce, with the addition of a running back to this roster, What do you know about Zamir White and what he can bring to this offense? Obviously, they're dealing, you know, a bunch of injuries right now in the running back room with Ty Chandler, we know is likely done for the season. Kendre Miller is back at least. Eldrick Estime was back at practice. Alvin Kamara might be in time for week one of the season. And then Devin Neal's also nicked up right now. Thankfully, the number one back in Travis Achane's, we know, is fine.
Yeah, Travis is doing well, but like you talked about, nearly every other running back
has something.
Is dealing with something or has had something. And so that's never a position to be in. And, you know, it's always a little interesting when you can make a trade, because it really puts you in a position where you don't have to maybe claim a player. And so normally when you make a trade like this, like the Saints were able to do, it's normally for late round draft picks. Because, all right, I see a path for Deion Jones. It was going to be tough for Deion to make the Saints roster. Now, I felt like Deion, if he had chose to, would have made the Saints practice squad and eventually would have been on the Saints 53-man roster. But the initial 53-man roster, it was going to be tough for Deion Jones to make. Some of that was because – coming late, and then really the two guys that he was chasing, they've played really well. You know, that Stalbert and Ford, who has been all over the field when he's gotten a chance to play. So just knowing that those were two of the main guys that he was chasing, it was going to be tough for Deion Jones to make this team. So you trade for a guy like Zamir White, who has probably been up and down. Zamir, depending on the agency that you looked at, you know, was anywhere between a 4 and a 5 star, I think, coming out of Georgia. So you know there's some talent there. But I don't know if he's lived up to that talent from whether it was Georgia and or even high school. But for the Saints, I don't need him to be the 4 or the 5 star player. There's a specific role that the Saints are looking for him to be able to come through. And the other young back is C.J. Donaldson that we didn't mention.
Right.
But there is a specific role for Zamir White to be able to play. And some of that is maybe even insurance because you've had the injury to Kendrick, because you've had the injury to Estime, because you have the injury to Alvin right now. And then, you know, we don't know how long Neil will be out, you know, with the hamstring that he's dealing with. I mean, you retweak the injury that you've been out with for a couple of weeks, you know, there. And so,
as coach would say, they're evaluating his situation.
Well, you're evaluating it, but it's frustrating. And it's frustrating for him, but it's frustrating for the Saints because, if you're being honest, that 3-man race, you know, was becoming a 4-man race for 2 spots. Now it may be back down to 3 guys or 4 guys, you know, 2 guys, and it's almost a 1-and-1 situation. And so both of your main guys, that being Estime and Kendre, are coming off an injury themselves. And so it's just that position has been hit hard. You know, we talked about before camp started the amount of depth that you had there. Not anymore. You know, there's depth, but they're coming off of injuries, and so we'll see how they kind of handle it, how they deal with it, and, you know, just what White can bring to the table, because he's behind the eight ball, and it's not – I don't think it's just, hey, we want him for this upcoming game. I do think that they would say, if we see enough, we can actually use you. It may be on practice squad, but we will keep you here to bring you up to speed because we think you can help us.
Taking a break here on WWL Sports Talk, coming back with even more. Just keep it locked right here on WWL. Be back after the break. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Wanted to talk to Deuce about the 2 new additions for the Black and Gold since he wasn't here yesterday with us. I'll mention a little bit about Zamir White, the running back added to the Saints roster, and now Black and Gold have 3 place kickers as they added All-Pro, former 2-time All-Pro Daniel Carlson with the formerly of the Las Vegas Raiders. You knew this had to be coming considering the struggles we've seen from Charlie Smith and Tanner Brown so far. And the question I want to know is, though, do you have enough time to really evaluate Carlson before week 1?
Yes.
Yes, huh?
It'll come down to practice and, you know, whether he gets kicks in the game, you know, we'll kind of see. But here's the other thing when you talk about evaluation. He's a veteran. He's got tape.
Yeah.
He's got tape now. He didn't live up to Pro Bowl or All-Pro status last year, and that was one of the reasons the Raiders brought in a different kicker. But I don't – if he can show them what he can do and he's bounced back from what he has been in the past, and I think he has an opportunity to earn that job.
Folks, keep it locked right here on WWL. Going to top of the hour news. 5 o'clock hour, dip into some more Saints talk. Matthew Paris, a Saints beat reporter for the Times-Picayune and the Advocate, will join us. 6 o'clock, we'll be talking some LSU with Zach Nagy, senior writer for Go 24/7 Sports and also CBS Sports. Whole lot going on in Baton Rouge. Coming back with more sports talk. Hope you join us right here on WWL after this.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.